Hi, I'm Kristen. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the Ascension of our Lord 2021. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, come and fill us. Let us see ourselves in the lives of the apostles and the disciples in the scripture readings today so that we can hear for ourselves the words of Jesus speaking directly to us. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. A few years ago, my husband and I were given this ridiculously generous, extravagant gift from a friend. We were given a chance to go on a 10-day cruise around the Mediterranean with this friend and her family. And we had never been on a cruise before, and I had no idea what to expect, but we were just so excited and so grateful. And as soon as we stepped on the ship, we were basically treated like royalty. All we had to do was get on the ship, and then we could do whatever we wanted. There were like 10 different restaurants to choose from. They had 3 pools and a game room and a gym. They had a library, some shops, a spa, a basketball court, and a running track that went all the way around the deck of the ship. They had a movie theater, and they had a live theater where there were shows every night. They had parties and activities. And then, of course, every day we docked in a new city. Every morning we would wake up and be somewhere new where we were able to get off the boat and explore around in the Mediterranean if we wanted to. And if not, we could stay on the ship. Basically, the hardest thing we did for 10 whole days was get on the boat. that was it. And from there, it was all about us. It was all about whatever we wanted to do. And the captain and the crew, they took great care of us and made sure that everything went smoothly. Everything from safely navigating the sea. There were a couple nights where it was a little bit rough and stormy, but they got us safely to where we needed to be. All the way down to the little details, making sure our orders were right. The person who took care of our room every day made our bed and left little treats on our pillows every day. I mean, it was really kind of amazing. They handled everything. It was a great vacation. And a cruise ship is pretty unique because all you have to do is be a passenger. You have no job, no role to play, no hard things to do. Nobody expects anything of you except to decide what you want to do. It's nice to be a passenger. But what does this have to do with the ascension of Jesus, right? We're looking at the readings for the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. Well, I'm going to tell you why I think of a cruise ship when I think of the ascension of Jesus. Sometimes the church is called the bark of Peter. The bark of Peter. Bark is spelled B-A-R-Q-U-E, and that means boat. So the boat of Peter, that's the church. That's symbolic language, of course. The church is not a boat, but it helps us to understand the church a little bit more and a little bit differently. The church is moving. She's going somewhere, and she's taking us somewhere, just like a boat, right? Sometimes she has to navigate stormy seas, and sometimes she sails on smooth waters. She has room for everyone, but on the bark of Peter, in the church, there are no passengers. Now, don't get me wrong, the bark of Peter, the church, is full of people, and there is always room for more people. That's the thing about the bark of Peter. It never gets so full that that's a problem. There's always room for more, but none of the people on the bark of Peter are passengers. None of us are passengers. That's because the bark of Peter is not a cruise ship. We're not here for fun. We're not here just to do what we want. It's a rescue boat. And this boat, this church, this bark of Peter, on this boat, everyone has a job. When we read about Jesus's ascension into heaven in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear the apostles asking Jesus if he's going to restore the kingdom. This is our first reading for Sunday. They're asking, are you going to restore the kingdom, right? They're all longing for the kingdom from King David more than 1,000 years ago. Are you going to bring that back? And Jesus is like, don't you worry about the details. Like, you still don't get it, do you? But they're looking for him to do the hard work. And in truth, Jesus does the hardest work. He did the work of saving us by suffering, dying, and rising again. And that is work that only he could do. We could not have done that for ourselves. But his work is not yet finished. And his work is not just his anymore. Look at what he tells the apostles. He says, soon you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses. You will bear witness to my work. You will be included in my work. You are the one who will help offer the rescuing to everyone. I am the one who rescues, says Jesus, but you will help bring those people in so that I can rescue them. Jesus built the church. It is his idea and his work and his power that made it. We could not have done it. It would not have survived 2,000 years. But when he ascends into heaven, he is saying to his apostles, and he's saying to you and me, I want you to be the way that this work happens in the world. It is still by his power. It is still his idea. It is still under his direction, but we are now doing his work. He's including us in his mission. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the power and the energy and the force behind the work that Jesus calls us to do, right? Because we don't have the power or the energy or the force to make disciples of all nations. So he gives us the power to do it, but we have to cooperate. We have some real role to play. And today, maybe we're standing here, kind of like the disciples in Acts of the Apostles, looking up in heaven, watching Jesus ascend, sort of surprised and amazed and wondering, is he actually entrusting us with his mission? Yes, he is. He could have chosen to save the world entirely by himself without including any of us, but that's not what he chose to do. Brothers and sisters, I have been guilty of trying to be a passenger on the bark of Peter, the boat of the church. I've been guilty of trying to leave everything up to someone else while I just hang out and enjoy being saved by Jesus. I've been guilty of thinking that it's someone else's job to do the hard work of serving the poor or talking joyfully about the difference that Jesus makes in my life or the way that the sacraments help us to grow. I've been guilty of thinking it's someone else's job to help other people get ready to receive sacraments. I've been guilty of waiting for someone else to come and do the work of Jesus's kingdom, the work that is his mission, because I assume that because he's the king, he'll do the work or he'll appoint someone special or someone particular. But Jesus makes it very clear on Ascension Sunday. There are no passengers on this rescue ship. There are lots of people, but no one gets to just sit around and do what they want. This is a working ship. Jesus could have come up with another plan, but he didn't. That's not his plan. That's not his church. He chose to entrust his plan to us. He is still the boss. He is still in charge. It is still his power that makes the church move in the water, right? On our way, on our journey toward eternity. He does the hardest work, but he doesn't do all of the work. He rescues each of us, and we are claimed by him in baptism. And then he says, and now you are part of my plan. You are part of the way that I want to save everybody else. Jesus ascends into heaven, and he tells anyone and everyone who follows him, including you and including me, to go out to all the world and tell them about Jesus. Tell them what he has done, not just what he has done 2,000 years ago, but what he has done in our own lives, what he is doing right now. Invite others to come and be rescued by him and to get into the rescue boat that is the church, right? To come and be baptized and to enter into this relationship with Jesus and his church. This is not someone else's job. It's your job and it's mine, which means if you and I aren't doing it, it's not getting done. There are no passengers on the bark of Peter. So let's get to work. Lord Jesus, we are amazed and kind of overwhelmed that you entrust your mission to us. We know that you would have done an awesome job if you would just welcome everyone into the church yourself, but that's not your plan. In your goodness, in your mercy, in your love for us, you not only welcome us into the church, but then you send us back out to welcome others, just like you sent the apostles. And you remain in control, seated at the right hand of the Father, Lord, calling the shots, captaining the ship, being sovereign. Lord Jesus, let us listen to you. Let us trust you. Let us be empowered by you so that we can carry out your mission on this earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.